In Baton Rouge today, a hearing was held for Derek Todd Lee, the man police believe murdered at least 5 women over the last 2 years. Although the hearing was held in state court, Lee appeared via closed-circuit television from the East Baton Rouge Parish Jail, some 15 miles away. From Baton Rouge, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Closed-circuit presentments are routine here in Baton Rouge, but clearly security will be an issue when Derek Todd Lee goes to trial. But prosecutors say it may be a month before they file specific counts against him. East Baton Rouge Parish District Attorney Doug Moreau is a member of the special task force that worked for the past 10 months to find Louisiana's serial killer. He says the next step will be to place the case before a grand jury.
In Louisiana, a grand jury is necessary to return an indictment in cases that carry the possibility of the death penalty or life imprisonment. And prosecution is not instituted by an arrest being made. It is instituted only upon filing of an indictment or a bill of information.
Moreau today reiterated his intention to seek the death penalty for Lee. At the government center in downtown Baton Rouge, Commissioner Rachel Morgan told Lee over the TV link that he's being held as a suspect in 4 murders, 4 aggravated rapes, 1 kidnapping, and 1 aggravated burglary. She also said because it's potentially a death penalty case, he's not eligible for bond. Those charges are related to the deaths of 4 women from East Baton Rouge Parish. In addition, authorities say Lee will be charged with the rape and murder of a 5th woman from Lafayette, about 50 miles west of Baton Rouge. But those charges may be just the beginning. The search for the serial killer ended when investigators in the town of Zachary, just north of Baton Rouge, took a DNA swab from the 34-year-old to compare it with evidence from 2 unsolved murders in which Lee was a suspect in their town. On Sunday, police realized Lee's DNA matched that of the serial killer. They tracked him to Atlanta, where he was arrested. He's being represented by a public defender. Members of the task force interviewed him before he was booked into prison Wednesday, but since his arrest, the authorities have said little about their plans for further investigation. Today, Zachary Chief of Police Joy Watson was in Baton Rouge to talk to Moreau about that very issue.
We have still unsolved cases in this jurisdiction, and we're still in the investigative phase of our cases, and I want to make sure that we're doing the right things, and we're working with the agency that's going to prosecute them if we're able to make a case.
It's not just Zachary that has unsolved crimes that authorities believe may involve Lee. The serial killer task force is investigating Lee's possible role in at least 4 other murders. In Breaux Bridge, police issued a warrant for Lee in connection with a rape and an attempted murder there. In Iberville Parish and New Orleans, police believe Lee may have a link to unsolved murders in their areas. And there could be more. One of the murders in Zachary in which Lee is a suspect dates back to 1992. That's 10 years before authorities realized that Louisiana had a serial killer on the loose. Greg Allen, NPR News, Baton Rouge.